Hi, I'm Paul, and this is Heart of Glenanus, a program about the cultural and service organisations around your town and in the region. I'm sitting with Danielle Lightfoot from the Glenanus Family and Youth Support Service. G'day, Danielle.
Hello.
Can you tell us about the origins of the service?
So Glenanus Family Youth Support Service was started around in 1989, and it was started by a group of community people from Glenanus who wanted to support youth. So they found funding and started the youth centre that operated behind Kong Sing's in an old building there.
Okay.
Yeah, so they started that. Over the years it evolved so that it was decided that in order to support youth you really needed to support the families as well. So we added family support onto that, so it became family and youth support. What we focus now is not so much as a youth centre, but we offer counselling, group work, mentoring, skills development for families and youth.
Okay, and it's an independent charity?
Yeah, we're an independent charity just based in Glenanus in the Severn Shire, so we just service those areas. It's run by another little community, community members. And yeah, so we're little, which gives us a lot of freedom to be creative in how we work and flexibility. And so we like to meet the needs. We find out what the needs are in the community and design projects just to meet our needs.
And have they evolved much since you've been family and youth?
It has in a way. So we started out when we were family youth with two workers. It's now grown to six workers. We've taken on different projects. So we now have a different project, which is Indigenous Family and Children Support Program, which looks at school readiness for Aboriginal people in our community. We help assist children to get to preschool, and then we work with the families doing different group works and connecting and building social supports.
Cool.
And we also have grown in that we also have a transport project which offers mental health and wellbeing trips to people in our community to different locations. Like, we've taken a group of mums down to go Christmas shopping or something like that and have a nice day out and then back before the school pickup.
Oh.
So just different things.
Like to Armidale or something?
To Armidale or Inverell, and have go and see an art gallery on the way as well and come back and just different nice things.
And you've done that a few times now?
We've done that a few times, and we've supported different organisations like the Men's Shed so that they could go out and do a trip as well.
Okay. And so if you wanted to say something to people that have never come across your service before, what do you want to say to the people in town?
We are located next to the fire station at 200 Burke Street. We've got a purple sign with a rainbow. We mainly work with families and youth, but we have an open door. If anyone wants to come and have a chat, we're there, and we'll make sure they get to where they need to go.
Cool. Thanks for talking to me today, Danielle. See you later.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Heart of Glenanus.
Listen to those birds sing, listen to the rain falling, listen. Oh, watching the whales swim by, watching them dive and die, watching my family at the time of their life. Listen to your honey, yuggle. Listen to your nana and your papa. Oh, watching those dolphins swim, watching them dive through the waves, watching my family at the time of their lives. Thank you very much.
Sitting in the art gallery with Eleanor Wetherill, organiser of a very interesting project that we've just had the gallery opening of. Can you tell me about it, please, Eleanor?
So it's a family and youth art project. We're working in collaboration with the Mosman Council. The library has secured a $5,000 grant that we use to buy resources, staffing, also food, different supplies, so that we could run the project. The idea that I came up with was to install some wood burning on the art library wall. I saw that there were lots of different paintings and things around town, and I wanted to do something that was a little bit different, while also taking the opportunity to give the young people in the community new skills and experiences to expand their horizons.
Cool. And so it's just finished. How long did it run for?
From March until we just had our last session on Wednesday past. So,
like a good 9 months or so?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're happy with it?
You're very happy with it. Great. Really happy with it.
And this installation on the floor, I heard you say, that's going to become a permanent exhibition piece.
Yeah, so it'll be installed on the library exterior wall and become a part of the art trail.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eleanor.
That's okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This has been The Heart of Glen Innes, a program about the cultural and service organisations around your town and in the region. Thanks for listening.